Well, it's the last Sunday in the month, so on the Sunday Supplement, we like to get some free legal advice with our old friend, if I can say that, Phil Thornycroft from Wolferstan Solicitors. We've been doing this a while now, haven't we?
We have, Tim. Yes, indeed. Morning.
Morning. And well, January, as I know now, and you've known for many years, is divorce month, really, isn't it?
It is. It starts off as Divorce Day, which was the Monday following the Christmas when people started taking stock. But we've found this year, certainly it's I would call it Divorce Month, yeah. And it's been incredibly busy. And I think there have been a number of reasons for that. And I think one of the main reasons, I think, is that it's the time of year. People start doing their tax returns now, for just done for today, 31st. And people take stock a little bit, I think, where they're going. And I think that's one reason. And there's an important aspect to that for people that are just separated or are going through divorce. Because there is, in that tax return, there's a really good exemption which people should be applying for if they're separated this year, in effect, up until April of this year. And what they can do is they can be, well, you've got husband and wife, and they've got assets, and it might be buy-to-let or it might be shares. If they transfer them before the end of this financial year, i.e. April the 5th, 2016, provided they've been separated within this year, this tax year, from April 2015 to April 2016, then they will be exempt from capital gains tax. It's called the married person's exemption.
Yeah.
And that's really, really important. That could be worth a lot of money. Mm. So I think anybody who's filled in their tax returns and is thinking of just separated, you need to get some advice on that, because it could save you thousands of pounds. Yeah. Once you get outside the tax year and outside the year that you separated, it's no longer available.
I suppose anyone listening to this will go, well, a typical cold-hearted lawyer talking about the finances as a reason to split up. But you're not saying that, are you?
No,
saying
I'm
if
not.
You were going to anyway, yeah, you need to bear this in mind.
Absolutely. I think it's the thing where people have got into the new year, they've decided they're going to separate for whatever reasons, but it's important that they don't leave. It's about leaving things. We've always talked about this before.
Yeah.
If you leave things, take some advice early, because it could save you a lot of money. There's lots of implications.
Yeah, and it's a tough enough time as it is without making it financially difficult too.
Well, without it's a giveaway, if you like. It's just going straight to the government. So I think that's important.
Okay, now, so that's one thing, but I know you've got a couple of other things you want to talk about as well.
I think it is, because this year is a really important year for anybody that's separated or is thinking about separating. Lots of people, during their marriage, part of planning, bought buy-to-lets as husband and wife. And as we all know, there's a massive change happening with buy-to-lets, again, from this financial year.
Yeah.
And I think that, again, anybody who has separated and has got a buy-to-let or an investment property, again, needs to get some urgent advice, because they need to do things before April this year, because the way in which mortgages being calculated and tax exemptions on buy-to-lets are affecting people. And again, some changes might need to be made. So I think you're going to need to speak to your accountant and to your solicitor about what you do about that.
Okay. And also pensions.
Pensions, again, as you know, in the last year, there have been massive changes in relation to how you can draw down pensions. And this has had a big effect on a number of people who have already been divorced and had a thing called earmarking, and people that are going to get divorced again, let's say in the next 6 to 12 months. Pensions again are going to change, and that's going to have a massive effect. And there's some big changes that we need to make. So certainly for all people that are going through divorce, we're currently saying come and speak to us, because you need to know about these changes.
All right. And finally, you're going to tell us about a form. Form E, that sounds exciting.
Form E, yeah. They know how to name these things, don't they? Form E is a financial form. It's a standard form which people going through divorce basically download. And a lot of people downloaded it from the Courts and Tribunal Service website.
Yeah.
And they fill it in, and you put in your what assets you've got, and you put in what liabilities you've got, and then it adds it all up for you, and you exchange, and it gives you an idea of what sort of settlement should be achieved. Unfortunately, the form, when it was created between 2012 and 2015, instead of deducting liabilities, added it. So it means that a lot of forms during that time,
did nobody proofread it.
It just looked like it, and believe it or not, this involved 36,000 cases.
Good Lord.
Now, the government have looked into this, and they see that it actually affected about 3,600 cases. Mm. And of those, 1,400 are still going, so that can be affected, but 2,300 are closed cases.
Yeah.
So what I would say is, if anybody thinks they've been through a divorce and they think, oh, I remember that for me, just check it if you've got a copy. And if there is a mistake, then you need to contact either your solicitor, or there's a website, PCTS, is basically the court website, and there's a link there to go in, and you can get some advice on it.
Yeah.
It's not going to affect everybody that's had a divorce. It's only those people who've actually downloaded the form from that website. And I can say, I know from my firm, for example, we have our own form, so it hasn't affected us. And many firms in Plymouth, I think, have their own form. But if you're worried, just check.
Well, I really hope that everybody listening today has no interest whatsoever in what we've talked about.
I really hope so. Yeah, I'm not pushing anybody for divorce, but it's important that people are aware of changes.
These are things to think about. Phil, as always, thank you so much. We'll see you next month.
Yeah, thanks, Tim.